This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. One major issue down, one more to go. That's how I would characterize the state of play in Washington this week. On Wednesday, the House passed on a 281-140 vote the National Defense Authorization Act, a major piece of legislation often referred to as a must-pass bill that authorizes our military departments for the coming year. 200 Republicans supported the bill. The 16 Republicans who opposed the measure were the regulars, the Biggses, the Cranes, the Rosendales, the Roys, the Perrys, and the like. Now, these are Freedom Caucus members who have a long history of trying to sink anything they don't like, even if it includes national security. Shake my head. I watched Chip Roy's floor speech on Tuesday night, where he railed against the Democrats for opposing the NDAA because we had language in it that prohibits using federal dollars for gender reassignment care for military families. I mean, he blasted them for opposing the bill. Then he himself voted no. You can't make this stuff up. So the bill heads to the Senate, where I'm confident it will pass, though Senator Roger Wicker told me it fell short of the amount needed for Pentagon spending. Frankly, I'm in agreement with Senator Wicker. This is a dangerous time in our world. We cannot fail to fund our military without taking unnecessary and dangerous risk. Hopefully, we can make this a temporary issue when we take the gavels in the next Congress. At week's end, the House Steering Committee finished picking the chairman of standing committees for the 119th Congress. French Hill, my colleague from Arkansas, was given the gavel for the House Financial Services Committee, the powerful authorizing committee in charge of all matters financial. French is among the most respected members of our conference and earned this coveted position. By the way, he beat out three other very highly qualified members. Congratulations to French Hill. I had hoped that Rick Crawford of Jonesboro would take over the Transportation Infrastructure Committee. However, when the steering committee gave Chairman Sam Graves a waiver to serve another term, Rick dropped out of the race. Next week, the House will need to pass another short-term continuing resolution, maybe some disaster funding on top of it. Current funding levels run out on the 20th, and it will be necessary to extend it or look like the Grinch who stole Christmas. This weekend marks the 125th time Army and Navy hook up on the gridiron. I'll be at the game to cheer on the Army Black Knights. They've had a magical and historic season with a chance to go 13-1. It begins with beating Navy on Saturday, then Marshall in the Independence Bowl on December 27th in Shreveport. As a fan of college football, I'm a bit dismayed at the turbulence created by NIL money and the transfer portal. Neither of these issues affect service academy football, so in my strong opinion, when the game is over on Saturday around 7 o'clock, the winner will automatically become America's team. My prediction is when they sing the alma maters, when the game is over, Army will sing second. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.